Chris Moore, the head football coach with the Coon Rapids Bears Crusaders, joining us here as they get ready to take on Camanita coming up on Friday night. And, Coach, as always, good to catch up with you.
Same, Jeff.
Coach, another big one for you guys. Still got an outside shot of making some noise yet in the district, depending on how that Audubon and West Harrison game plays out tonight as well. But a win for you guys and an Audubon loss, and all of a sudden you're kind of right back into the picture for that second place in the district.
Yeah, definitely have to win out tomorrow night and then next Friday night to really give us a chance at that playoff picture. We guys got to take care of our own business, and everything will kind of shake itself out after that.
Got a little bit banged up in that game with Audubon last week. Sounds like, though, most everybody back and probably ready to go tonight.
Yes, it should be. We lost Lance last week. We talked after the game on the very opening kickoff. That ended up being just a deep bruise. Really took it easy all week with him. And, the plan as of right now is to play him on Friday night. How much will depend on him and how it's feeling. Obviously, we don't want to push it and prolong the injury into basketball or anything else. So we're going to play it safe on that part. But, he's going to give us his best effort and everything he has. So we'll go from there.
Coach, what's the focus been like in practice then to get ready for the Cougars, the defending state champions?
They're really a good ball club. I know the record doesn't show it. They're two losses they have out of district. But, they fly the ball, tackle really well when they get there. They got good team speed. So we'll have our hands full. We just, again, continue to work on ourselves, doing the little things right on the offense and defense. And, we're going to have to bring our best game there Friday night.
Some similar last names, but different first names for the Cougars this year. Chase Beaker taking over for Lane at quarterback. He seems to be throwing the ball well. I think they even throw it maybe a little bit more this year than what they did in the last couple of years. But still a team that I think wants to start with the run game?
Yes, they do. They're more balanced this year than last year. But, they still want to pound it at you. And like you said, still the same last name, just a different first name there. They got athletes. We got to have our guys fired up from the beginning, and it comes to down to our defense and offensive line. We got to control that line of scrimmage. They give our backs and linebackers a chance to make plays.
What have you seen from the Williams kid on film? Leads them in rushing right now, averaging about 5.5 yards per carry and 9 touchdowns on the season.
Just a physical runner, coming downhill, hits the hole hard. And he's not very tall. A little center of gravity. So, don't want him up high. Strong kid by film, the way it looks. We got to make good tackles, and secure those. And we got to come clean up, help play defense too.
Coach, the receiving game, Sam Foreman seems to be their number one target along with Jack Foreman. How do they use those two guys?
They split them all over the field, the tight end position. And then, too, last week against Xara, they moved them in the backfield. And they went to a T formation with both of them side-by-side in the backfield with Williams next to them. And, you kind of got a three-headed monster there with those guys. But definitely, it's a heavy run formation. Didn't show any passes, not that they could. But, we got to be prepared for that look Friday night, too.
What do you anticipate them doing defensively? I'm sure they're going to come out, try to slow down that run game, and maybe force you guys to throw.
Yeah, they're going to put pressure on us to throw the ball, and then when we do spread it out, they're going to bring pressure because we've struggled at times this year picking up that pressure. And so, we're going to give them some different looks, hopefully keep extra guy in there for protection. give Wyatt a better chance, and give him some more time to throw the ball, and then we'll rely on Cal to go up and get the ball. I think we do have an advantage on that when we get Cal in a one-on-one situation out there. He's, you know, really proven himself this year. And then the run game, you know, hopefully we got Lance, like I said earlier, back. That'll really help us with our run game. It gives us a lot more options. We'll just have to be able to, you know, throw some counter, get some more counter action going. Keep them off balance so they really don't flow to ball side, to our wing side a lot.
Coach, you mentioned Cal Hayden. Just 10 catches on the year right now, but five of those have gone for touchdowns. He's kind of turned into, like you said, a guy that you can just throw it up, and he's tall enough and athletic enough, just goes up and gets it, and then seems to make plays when he gets the ball in his hands.
Yeah, he definitely does. He's been a huge surprise. I tell him that, too. You know, coming in at the, you know, in August, if you would have told me Cal Hayden would be starting at tight end, I would say probably not. But he's just a great kid. He's worked super hard this off season, all the end of the last year and the school year, and just dedicated kid in the weight room, and it shows when you see him on the field. And you know, and just like I said, just a great kid. And then, you know, on the other side too, we got Colby Culbertson. You know, he's another kid who's put his time in the weight room for us, and he's got great hands out there too, and he's been a good threat for us also.
Any advantages for you guys in special teams?
You know, our kicking game, they kind of give us a different look on kickoff. We like to spot it, so when you see some openings there and maybe get some onsides. And then, yeah, Cal does our punting. They really don't bring a lot of pressure, so if they choose not to do that, Cal has a great leg on him when he's not rushed, so you know, he can take his time, and hopefully we can, you know, win that field position with him.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us here today. Wish you the best of luck coming up on Friday, and I know the guys will be looking forward to catching up with you after the game for the Scoreboard Show.
Jeff, appreciate the coverage, and go CRB.
Head Coach Chris Moore again with the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Again, they take on Camonita coming up on Friday night.